You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Wealth inequality, ending poverty, and the cost of living crisis are pressing issues this upcoming election. The Green Party are the only party supporting a wealth tax and a universal basic income. I spoke with Green MP Ricardo Menendez-March about the Green Party's economic policies and their reasoning behind them. I started off our interview by asking how the Greens' tax plan differs from others.
Well, the Green Party is proposing is effectively a tax switch, where we are planning to introduce a wealth tax for the richest few families, but at the same time introduce a tax-free threshold, which would mean 95% of people in Aotearoa will be better off. And this differs from the Labour Party, who's not really wanting to offer anything on tax, and the National Enact Party, who are offering tax cuts, who will disproportionately benefit the wealthiest few.
Some parties have promised tax cuts for groups like landlords and business owners, as you mentioned, but the Green Party has not. Why is this?
Because the evidence and the research shows that actually ordinary people pay a highest tax rate than those who are wealthiest. And Aotearoa is an outlier in that we're one of the few developed countries that does not have a capital gains tax, a wealth tax, or a similar tax to target those who are the wealthiest to be able to fund things like decent healthcare, public housing, and good incomes for groups like students.
How does the wealth inequality we have in New Zealand materially impact Kiwis?
So the impact of wealth inequality looks like a small group of people owning a huge amount of houses, which means they're able to then drive things like rents. And this is part of the reason we've also ended up with really high rents and less people being homeowners or having access to secure public housing in the long term. And so while the National Enact Party may allude to or may suggest that wealth trickles down from the few wealthiest to the rest of society, what we have seen is actually more people holding less of the wealth, while a very, very few number of people actually holding a disproportionate amount of wealth over time.
Labour has ruled out a wealth tax. What does this mean for your relationship with the Labour Party going into the election?
Well, what I will begin saying is Chris Hipkins or the Labour Party actually cannot rule out any of these policies. It's up to the voters. And if the voters like a wealth tax, free dental care, an income guarantee for students, voting for the Greens puts it on the government agenda. Because ultimately, all parties who are forming government will need to sit together to negotiate. And our negotiating hand is determined by the proportion of votes that we get after the election. Our relationship with Labour has not changed, and that we have always had clear policy differences, and we've always been able to disagree with the Labour Party on areas where there is no common ground. And right now, the Labour Party is campaigning to retain the status quo when it comes to wealth inequality, and the Greens aren't, being the only party in Parliament offering to fix it.
Moving on to dental, the Green Party has advocated for free dental care for all. According to a recent One News poll, 63% of Kiwis want a wealth tax if it meant everyone could access free dental care. Why do you think this isn't translating into higher polling for the Green Party as a whole?
Well, we are rising in the polls, and a recent polls do have us rising some to 12%. And so We are on track to potentially have our biggest result ever. But we also don't take these polls for granted. And ultimately, this is about us campaigning on the ground, having those conversations with our peers about the policies that we're offering and the vision that we have for Aotearoa. So while it is really encouraging to see that a great majority of people support free dental care paid for by a wealth tax, which is the question in the poll, we know that we will have to continue campaigning hard to grow our vote and to create an Aotearoa where this becomes a reality.
Can you tell us a bit about the clean power payment the Green Party is proposing?
Yes, so what we've said is that basically we want to ensure that people are able to have homes that are energy efficient and that can reduce emissions. And many of our homes, like things like heat pumps, double glazing, or solar panels, for example, things like packing heat pumps and double glazing has a huge impact on someone's ability to have a home that is warm and dry, and that doesn't therefore use a lot of energy to keep it warm. So what we've offered is a $6,000 grant, and this is fully costed as part of our tax reform. And this will enable people to basically have better insulation or potentially replace fossil fuel appliances like gas heaters with cleaner alternatives. So, and we've also said that we can offer a $30,000 interest-free loan to cover any other additional upgrades.
Moving on to some of your other policies, how will students fare under the Greens' proposed pledge to renters, a policy which includes rent control?
Yeah, so for students, the things that we're offering is both rent controls, but also most importantly, an income guarantee, which effectively will provide income support for all students universally and higher than the current universal student allowance rate. So it's a baseline of 385. But we know that because a lot of students rent, what we've proposed is capping the amount that rents can go by so that incomes actually go up faster than the cost of rents. And so we'll adjust and limit rent increases to wage growth or inflation to ensure that incomes rise faster than those two. And this is because we know that rents have risen over time a lot faster than incomes, and that for a lot of students, over half of their income can end up going into trying to pay rent, meaning students end up working multiple jobs to try and just survive during their studies. And that affects someone's ability to actually finish their studies as well.
Finally, can you briefly explain proposals for universal basic income? What would this involve and how would it help Kiwis?
So the Green Party is proposing an income guarantee, which will provide a payment for everyone who is studying, caring, or not in full-time employment. This will be around 385, and then there will be additional top-ups for parents and disabled people. And what we want to do is simplify the income support system, lift every family out of poverty, but also end the discriminatory approach for students where many are unable to access student loans through the course of their degree. So for students, this will mean a certainty that you'll have income support throughout your degree. And we think this is essential if we want to and equities in our education system and support students to complete their studies.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez on the Green Party's economic policies ahead of the election, including wealth tax and universal basic income.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.